always want to be the best you can be.
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. We are now joined by Russell Hannon, who says you do not need a lot of money to travel. He's an example of this, and he has created a host system for all of us. It's Break the Travel Barrier. Travel more, stay longer, spend less. So we're all ears, Russell. How are you? And welcome to the program.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you, Frankie. I can't wait to start talking about travel.
So before we do, I have to say that there was a big, big announcement this morning. I'm sure you heard that Carnival Cruise, considering if everything works the way that it does, May 2016 will start its first cruises or cruising back to Cuba.
That is big news, and actually, well, with Cuba, there's a lot of talk about that all over, and I would say the sooner you get to go to Cuba, the better, in terms of really experiencing that, kind of like that time machine is what a lot of people talk about when they go to Cuba to visit that, and once the cruises start going there, some of that will get lost, so certainly, I think with Cuba, the sooner we go, the better.
I agree with you, because the cars, the culture, all of that, it's like a time warp, you know, you just cannot believe that things are the way they are there.
Oh, just so pristine, and it's a very unique experience. You can't get that in many places in the world right now.
No. Have you been?
Myself? No, I haven't.
Me either. I have a friend, though, that got to go a few years ago, and she just still talks about that trip. Okay, so let's get back to... So why don't we need why do you think we can travel without a lot of money? And what are some of the best ways to start booking travel? And now that everybody is charging, even JetBlue, I heard, they're going to be charging for suitcases. I think the only one that won't be doing that is Southwest.
Well, you know what? Most people, surprisingly, probably pay about five times more than they need to while traveling. And travel is really an industry that it pretty much charges five times the local cost of living. For example, the average one-week vacation of a family of four last year was about $4,000. And when you compare that to your monthly cost of living, it's probably just about one-quarter to one-fifth of that. And I'd like to use the example that if you stay in a hotel and pay the average $150 rate for a three-star hotel compared to a one-bedroom apartment down the street that rents out for $900 a month or $30 a night, you're paying five times more than the local just to be staying in that hotel.
Yes, and
really by living like a local, you can really travel.
It's so interesting you say this. A friend of mine is feeding a cat, and these people are on holiday. They're in Amsterdam. They're going all through Europe, and they're exchanging their apartments.
Yes, that's right. Now, there was a movie based on this a few years ago. It was called The Holiday with Cameron Diaz
and Kate Winslet. It's one of my favorite movies, yeah.
That's right, and they have about 3 million subscribers, and that's one of the biggest platforms that there is for home swapping, actually. And what I like is it has a lot of resources that really walk you through how to do it responsibly, and you can read reviews. And I recommend if you do that, is to try to swap homes with people that you've already met prior to doing it. And if not, people that have an extensive history, and you can read, I usually set a rule of thumb of about 10 previous home swaps, and you can read reviews and talk to people that they stayed with.
Just now, whoever is getting this home in the city, and I live in the North End, is getting a gem. They are absolutely going to go out of their minds. It's it's four flights up, but when you get to the top, it is the most unusual. It's in an old brick building with exposed brick and little nooks and crannies and outrageous windows and this beautiful main floor living with a kitchen and the bathroom, one bathroom, a kitchen, and the living room. And then there's an upstairs loft, and then the bedrooms are on the, when you walk in the, that lower level. But when you walk into that living room, you have windows from one end of the apartment to the next. And the, there you see the historic custom house and the city of Boston. It's pretty spectacular.
My goodness. Well, in that case, if I understood, if that's your place, you wouldn't have any trouble swapping homes. Pretty much the world is your oyster in that case.
In that case, I don't know what their deal is. They do have a cat, and I think that was part of the arrangement was the swap, was that they had to take care of the cat in the deal. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting, when she's back in 3 weeks, to see how it all worked out.
Well, you know, on that note, Frankie, actually, people who have experienced either house-sitting, house-cleaning, pet-sitting, any of those sorts of things really have a leg up for basically house-sitting websites like TrustedHouseSitters.com. So I recommend that for people, even if you've maybe worked in a hotel as a chambermaid and you've got that professional experience, that's something that you can really leverage to basically house-sit while you're traveling.
Russell, what's your favorite website for going on to finding the best deal for travel?
Now, it depends what we're looking for. For hotels, I really like TravelPony.com. Now, the thing is, it doesn't cover all the cities that you would want to go to, but what's great is it consistently has lower prices than what you'll find on other websites. And in exchange for that, what they're doing is they ask you to just share your booking through your social media network. So that's how they can offer lower fares, is that they actually aren't paying for advertising fees, and they're advertising through social media. Now, for flights,
it's called TravelPony.
Yes, that's TravelPony.com.
Okay, and for flights, the best one?
Well, you know, a few things you need to know. It's been found on certain occasions, searches run on Mac operating systems have sometimes returned slightly higher fares than identical searches run on Windows operating systems. And some of the theory behind that is that websites can see what sort of computer you're using, and there's theories that it's totally blown perhaps out of proportion, but there's perceptions that people with Mac computers may have more disposable income. So that's one thing to know. Now, there is no single website that will give you the best price 100% of the time, but there are a few that will give you better prices more often on average than others. First one is hipmunk.com. That's chipmunk without the C, hipmunk.
Hipmunk. H-I-P?
H-I-P-M-U-N-K.
Okay.
Followed by skyscanner.com and kayak.com. Now, what I recommend
is... I find kayak to be so cumbersome.
Well, you know, there are a lot of really good features, and the key thing is finding the best price quickly. So usually using those three websites, if you run your search through those three, you don't need to go any further. It won't take you more than 15 minutes, and you can cherry-pick the one that gives you the best price, and you can feel comfortable that you got very close to the best price that you've gotten, that you could have gotten without spending too much time searching.
Okay, and when you get there, how do we save money on food and all of that? Tell us about the resources that are available in every city.
Okay, well, you know what? There's a few ways that you can save upwards of 40% in just about any city. Something I'd like to mention, just if you're subscribed to e-coupons like Groupon or LivingSocial.com, 2 weeks before your trip, just flip your hometown to the destination that you'll be visiting, and you'll start getting all kinds of coupons that target locals in the place that you'll be visiting.
Ah, great idea. Yeah.
Something else that I like, there's a website that has more than 1,600 travel deals neatly organized by city. And you'll find stuff for hotels, restaurants, spas, golf, leisure activities. Travelzoo.com, basically. You go to that website.
Oh, I've been subscribing to that for years.
Wonderful. And you know what? There's all kinds of great deals in there,
yeah,
depending on what you want to do. And I was in New York recently, and I got 2-for-1 tickets to The Lion King. And it's another quick resource that you can go to and find all kinds of options to choose from.
So that was my other question, is that there must be some really great places for getting half price tickets if you plan, and, you know, you can save a lot of money that way.
Yes, absolutely. Something that a lot of people don't know about, you mentioned earlier the checked bag fees. And
yes.
So Something a lot of people don't know about is you can actually get a luggage jacket, which is basically your suitcase, and it's a bag. But when you get to the airport, it actually unfolds into a jacket, and there's versions that are made of denim. There's one for women. It unfolds into a dress, and for men, it's a trench coat. Jack2Go is one of the companies that offers this, and this is in Europe, actually. Europeans that fly Ryanair tend to use this a lot more. And in North America, it's quite interesting how many people know of luggage jackets, but this is a way where I see that with all the restrictions coming on with airlines and these surcharges, is that industries are finding ways to get around those pesky surcharges. So if you go to the website, it does look quite funny. It's not a fashion statement, but it is a practical way that you can get around luggage fees.
Unbelievable. LuggageJackets.com?
Well, one website is jacktogo.com. That's jacktogo.com.
Well, this is why we have to have Russell back, because there's just way too much information. Russell, real quickly, for the summer, is it too late to get a great deal right now?
I think this is a great year to travel abroad, especially with the higher U.S. dollars. Also, relatively low gas prices. So this is a good year, one of the better summers to take a trip abroad.
And your best website is?
BreakTheTravelBarrier.com.
Thank you so much, Russell. We'll have you back again because this is terrific information.
Have a great summer.
And we will be back in just a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio. Stay tuned.